Cameron, with, I guess, my tongue firmly planted in my cheek, quite the opening week for the Heat, or for the Flames, I should say. When you look at the mascot, when you look at Trevor Gillies and two tough starts, could have been easier.
Yeah, there's definitely been a little bit of a flurry for us here, but, you know, you take what you're given. I think the games, though they got outscored 11-2 in the first two, if you watched them, that wasn't the competitive level of the game, maybe until the last 15 minutes of each one. But, yeah, there's definitely been a lot going on out here in Glens Falls.
Take us back maybe beyond this last week. What has the response been? What has it been like introducing the Flames brand into a market that knows the AHL very well?
Yeah, they really do. They had the Adirondack Red Wings here, which I'm sitting in front of their four Calder Cup banners right now. And the market knows success. And having the Phantom here for the last 5 years before we came in, I think they got a little fed up with it. And having a team that didn't make the playoffs for 5 years, and then finally having this team, which on paper is a very, very good squad, come in, everyone was just ecstatic. It almost, you know, just the fact that they had a home game here, which they didn't know if they were going to at the end of last season until April or May, I think people were just excited to see a hockey team on the ice, whether they won or lost. At the end of the game, even though it was a 5-1 defeat here last weekend, the players went out, they raised their sticks, the fans loved it. Most of them stayed till the end, even though the score, people are just pumped to have a team here, and they know their hockey very well.
It's interesting, considering on where the team came from in Abbotsford, it was more life and death trying to drag people into the building. It sounds, just in this brief conversation, that the bar is a little higher in Glens Falls, that this is about creating a winning program and about winning championships?
Yeah, absolutely. And, I mean, you can just tell that the organization that's here, the whole Calgary organization is just unbelievably professional from the top down. And where a lot of teams might not care as much about the winning, this team isn't like that. You can tell they want to win. They bring in the coach, Ryan Huska, who's one of the most decorated coaches and players as far as Memorial Cups and other things go from the WHL. So they definitely have an emphasis on winning. The guys definitely want to win. You could tell it was a rough week of practice this week because of last weekend. It's not just a let's see if we can build these guys up to become NHL players. Let's do that, but let's also win while we're here.
Cameron Close is the play-by-play voice of the Adirondack Flames of the American Hockey League. He is our guest. Pat.
Cameron, just your impressions on Ryan Huska and the time you spent around him.
Huska is definitely a very straightforward coach. You know, what you see is what you get with him, and that's nice, and I think the players like it a lot too. In watching the practices, him and Todd Gill, the assistant coach there, who obviously an NHL veteran there, the drills are just simple. It's simplicity, and it's like he bakes it in. He makes sure they do the simple things right, which I guess we've had a couple problems with over the last couple of games. But then he lets the guys get creative. So he's really, you know, I don't know if you can label him. I know people like to label coaches, oh, he's a player's coach or whatever he may be. I don't know if you can label him, but he's a straightforward guy. He's going to put the best players into play. He's been great to all of us who aren't on the team, and I think the team is loving him as well. Just watching the practices, everyone seems to enjoy themselves, and they aren't rushing to get off the ice at the end of the day.
I'm curious from an on-ice perspective, because a lot was made this summer after the Huska hiring of how they really want to have continuity from what the Flames are doing at the NHL level and then carrying that over into the American Hockey League. And obviously you haven't seen the Flames go through their practices, but in terms of the type of style, the type of systems this team wants to play, what are you kind of noticing there?
Well, I've definitely noticed how much, just working in the office even, how much Calgary wants this team to be a spitting image of the parent club, which is what every team, I think, should do. It's great. I mean, it, from everything we put out, every press release, it needs to look, and the language has to be like Calgary. Down to the locker room, there's Calgary logos all over the place. You'll see when the guys walk out of the locker room right over the door. It says always compete, with our logo as the A and the Calgary as the C. It's there's always Calgary personnel walking around. They're always visiting. They're always there for all the players and staff. You can just tell that it's a lot different than maybe some other organizations where they might be privately owned. You know, we're owned by Calgary, so Calgary has the say, and they want everything done exactly the way it's done upstairs, as I think it should be.
So what's the type of style we've seen on the ice? Like, have you seen the up-tempo type of style that the Flames want this team to play? Like, what have your observations been actually on the ice?
Well, I guess for now it's definitely an up-tempo game. Guys are finishing their checks all over the place. As far as a definitive style for the team, I don't know if they've really established themselves with an image just yet, because they're only two games into the season and it's a young team, and everybody knows on this team, we just, like you guys were just talking about, we just saw Josh Joris go up after two games. You know, the team might be a revolving door a little bit just because of the state of the NHL team. And so I don't know if they've necessarily made an identity yet, if that's what you're getting at there, but they're definitely an up-tempo club. And I know that Coach Huska has worked with all the coaches upstairs. Right now we have a Calgary skills coach in. Coach Dominic Pettis is down here working with the guys. So, you know, I know that their systems, they're trying to be the same, but I don't know if I could definitely label Adirondack just yet as a style of play, if you catch my drift.
Cameron Close is the voice of the Adirondack Flames in the American Hockey League. He's our guest as the Adirondack Flames play host to Rockford tonight. Yoni Ortio got the first two starts, played the bulk of it, gave up a lot of goals. I know earlier you alluded to the games maybe not being 100% representative of the results. What about his play in the first two?
You know, I think it is kind of like I said earlier. He had a lot of key saves in those games that kept them in it when it was 2-1 in both games at one point for a long time. And even in the first game, no one scored until the middle of the second period. And he definitely kept his team in it a lot. He has a young defense, so it might get tiring on him. I don't know, but where there's three games. They go back-to-back-to-back this weekend, Rockford tonight, and then Lehigh Valley the next two nights, home and away. And I wouldn't be surprised if we saw Brad Thiessen, who has a lot of experience. But yeah. Ortio has no reason to be kicked out of his cage just yet. I mean, his goals against average is skyrocketing out of the first two games. But he hasn't played poorly. The goals against him, I mean, you've had a penalty shot on him. You've had 2-on-1 breakaways, a lot of those, stuff like that, and power play goals again. Not necessarily all the stuff you can blame him on. I mean, in the last two games, I've maybe seen one goal that I guess you could argue is a weak goal. I don't think you can really put any of it on Ortio. And I think, all of us thought he might have been up in Calgary this year before Hiller got signed as the backup. So he is that caliber of a goaltender. So he's played very well. He's kept the team in it, and I'm sure if he goes tonight, he will. But, I don't think the numbers speak to his ability so far.
Anybody surprise you in the first two games? I know the results weren't there, but anybody that jumped off the page for you from the Flames' perspective?
I think that Kenny Agostino scored a goal in the first game. Him and Bill Arnold have really, really connected. They're a couple of the guys that, there's been a lot of bad passing on the team, just the no-look stuff, and guys who maybe are still trying to feel out their line mates a little bit and get the chemistry down. Those guys have really clicked right from the start. They've been playing on a line together, and they have just, both of them, the passing is there. They go back and forth with the puck. Their breakouts, they know exactly where each other are going to be. Those two guys are great, and so is Michael Ferland. He's played really well, and he's been under the radar because he hasn't been on the score sheet. And he's done the things that you don't notice right, like the back checking and the defensive play, and his positioning is really good. Those guys have really done it for me. And some of the young defensemen have played well too, even though the scores have been high. Brett Kulak, you've got a young guy who only played a handful of games in the AHL last year, scoring a goal in our home opener last weekend, and he's quarterbacked the power play. And I think that's really impressive to see a young defenseman like that running a team's power play on the umbrella, stuff like that. So there's definitely, you know, silver linings to those games and things you can see and the ways we see guys work with the puck, the guys, the Barshies and the Granlunds that we know have the skill. But this team, you just got to give them a little bit of time to come together, and they're going to be a successful team. And I think they're going to be a playoff contender. And I don't think it's not time to hit the panic button yet. There's a lot of good stuff to say about this team.
Cameron, appreciate this. We know we catch you on a game day, and you got to get ready for the Adirondack Flames in Rockford tonight. Thanks for giving us a little time. I'm sure we'll check in as the season plays itself out.
Absolutely. Thanks for having me. Anytime, guys.